This is a podcast from the Business Times.
Good evening. It's Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. Here's your Market Focus daily closing bell update. For the Business Times, I'm Emily Liu. Asian stocks were mixed today as investors await crucial U.S. inflation data tonight. Japan's Nikkei 225 gained 1.08% to 39,773.13 as the yen continues to weaken. Bank of Japan said it must consider reducing stimulus further if inflation continues to accelerate, signaling another potential interest rate hike later this year. Yesterday, Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company was awarded billions of dollars in grants and loans to build a third factory in the U.S. Its shares rose 4.6% to 819 Taiwan dollars today, the biggest gain in more than a month. Taiwan's benchmark index TAIEX also rose 1.85% to 20,796.2. The index is up almost 16% this year. In Singapore, Cord Life Group announced that about 5,300 cord blood units are at high risk of being affected by its storage temperature breaches. Group intends to offer a refund and waiver of annual fees to affected clients. Shares of Cord Life slumped more than 10% to 0.154 Singapore dollars today. That's it for today. For more business news and market updates, visit bt.sg.
This is a podcast by the Business Times. Find more BT podcasts at businesstimes.com.sg/podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is meant to provide general information only. SPH Media accepts no liability for loss arising from any reliance on the podcast or use of third parties' products and services. Please consult professional advisors for independent advice.